It's a truism that 9/11 changed American society perhaps forever. Some things are felt universally, like the long security lines we all have to wait in at the airport. But some of the changes are felt by only a small portion of the population.
A great deal of the problem stems from the fact that America doesn't know very much about Islam, and there are far too many people who have made it their business to project Islam in the most negative possible light.
That's the editor-at-large of Time speaking on CNN in 2010. But after the World Trade Center attacks, the conversation about Islam in America became at the same time both more nuanced and more volatile. Frankly, there wasn't much of a conversation about Islam before the attacks. Most Americans had to grapple with a very unfamiliar faith, while Muslim Americans dealt with something much darker, the suspicion of their neighbors and their co-workers. A new book tries to capture all of those different complexities, All American, 45 American Men on Being Muslim. And we've got a couple of the voices from that book today. Senior Advisor for Technology for the State Department, Shahed Amanullah. Also, Suhail Khan, who is an attorney and conservative activist as well. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You know, Suhail, what exactly has changed for you? I mean, were there any specific things that were different post 9/11 than they were before?
I think just as you said in the lead-in, I was very active in politics and government prior to 9/11. Indeed, I was in the White House serving on the staff of President Bush on 9/11 itself. Prior to that horrendous attack on our country, I was an American and active as an American and regarded by my colleagues as an American. And of course, after 9/11 on that Tuesday, suddenly I was seen as, you know, as a Muslim, for better or worse. And so that did change. And, you know, there was both distress by some who began to regard me with suspicion. But also, you know, there was very much a reaffirmation of what it means to be an American, because the vast majority of my colleagues and friends and even people I didn't know rallied to say, you know, we're with you. This must be a difficult time. And we need to remember that this was the act of a few and not representative of a majority of Muslims, Muslim Americans, and the Muslim community around the globe.
So, Shahed, it's been more than 10 years since 9/11. Have any of the things Suhail's talking about, has any of that changed, maybe lessened or gotten stronger?
Well, I think what you've had happen in the last 10 years is a lot of Muslims, particularly young Muslims who are born and raised here, really start to take control of their narrative and their identity. And I think every metric that you see about Muslims in this country has shown more happiness, more integration, you know, a more stable community. And I think what's happening is that Muslims kind of face that existential question, you know, what does it mean to be a Muslim in America, and have really reacted to that in a very positive way. So getting more involved with communities, getting more involved with their neighbors, trying to contribute. You know, this is a community that's very blessed and has a lot to give. And I think a lot of young people particularly are rising to that challenge.
Well, but what does that look like on a day-to-day basis? Give me an example of something you actually would do, something that's happened in your life that demonstrates that.
Well, I think a big difference between Muslim Americans before and after 9/11 is a commitment to public service, for example. I think Suhail and I both have entered the sphere of public service. I'm now working within my government to make sure that this country is safe and make sure that we are building bridges with Muslims around the world in a very positive way. And I think before 9/11, I think a lot of Muslims felt that, you know, it's good enough to just be a good citizen and not break laws and be productive that way. But I think we're called to do something more. We're called to show people that this country is better off having Muslims here than not. And that's really a challenge, I think, to all Muslim Americans. It's like, what, you know, take your talents and share them with your fellow Americans and show that you're an asset.
Well, Shahed, in your essay, you talk about the misplaced masculinity of Muslims when you were back in the 1990s. I wonder if that has changed at all and what exactly that has become now in 2012.
9/11, I think, served as kind of a centrifuge. It really there was a lot of heated rhetoric that you'd hear, people playing with this kind of hypermasculinity and whatnot. And 9/11 really brought that into stark focus. And I think a lot of people who are dabbling in that really, you know, came to their senses. And, you know, the good news is that a lot of that extremist rhetoric, whatever was pushed out of the mosques and pushed away, The bad news is that they're pushed into the cracks and crevices where we still have to go after them because, you know, extremism, as long as it exists, you know, it only takes one person to do something really evil. And I think it's imperative on Muslim Americans to be vigilant about that.
Well, Suhail Khan, attorney and a conservative activist, you're speaking to us from D.C., as is Shahed Amanullah, also speaking from D.C. But Suhail, extremism is something that you are in contact with constantly. Certainly on Capitol Hill, there's all kinds of conversations about extremism in Islam. What kind of conversations do you have with people, I guess, to set them straight? Or maybe those conversations have become easier?
They're always difficult conversations because you're dealing not only with facts but with emotion. And a lot of misinformation that has been pervasive, particularly after 9/11. So the conversations are you know, focused first on what can we do to keep our country safe, as Shahed pointed to earlier, and also really kind of sifting the fact from the fiction, really going after those that want to do our country harm, and you know, trying to understand what Islam, the religion, is, who Muslims are, what, in fact, Muslims believe in, what do the vast majority of Muslim, particularly Muslim Americans, believe in, and what are they engaging in. And just as Shah had pointed out, how the vast majority of Muslim Americans are, like their fellow Americans, pursuing their lives, trying to raise their families, and just dealing with the everyday life that we all face. And then where there are instances where there are challenges, particularly those that are attracted to an extremist message, how we can work together as Americans to combat that and to really eradicate violent extremism from our shores and indeed fight that on a global level.
This book is called All American, 45 American Men on Being Muslim. So Shahed Amanullah, Senior Advisor for Technology for the State Department, tell me a story. What's happened in your life? That's something that might help me to understand a Muslim male in the United States. How is that a different experience from any other?
That's a really good question. I think that, you know, as men, we kind of take the brunt of the criticism of Islam and Muslims because men, by and large, are more involved in terrorist acts around the world. And so that kind of focus comes on men. And whenever we do see extremism crop up, it tends to be a very male thing. And so I think that's why it's really important to have this book, because we wanted to show male voices that really do represent the mainstream of Muslim Americans. And, you know, one of the things that I like to talk about is that, you know, before 9/11, Muslim men, didn't think of extremism as kind of their problem, and that thought that by distancing themselves from that, they were doing, you know, a service. But in reality, we have to take it on. We have to grapple with it, and we have to engage with it and show an alternative narrative that this, you know, macho energy is not going to get you anywhere unless you direct it in a positive way and show that there's a strength in being a man, and that strength, you know, can be abused.
Suhail Khan, I wonder, have you read the other essays in this book?
I've read a few of them, sure.
What did you learn from them? I mean, is there anything surprising from the other men's perspectives that you hadn't thought about before?
Yeah, well, it's surprising in the sense that there are so many different voices within just the American Muslim community, particularly on American Muslim men, but also not surprising because having grown up as an American Muslim, you know, that's one of the things I was most proud of. Being a Muslim American and being an American, that we are such a diverse country. And so when you flip through the pages of the book, it's always heartening that, there is no cliche, there is no stereotype, really. When you read the 45 essays, or just a few of them, you quickly realize that each individual is just that, an individual, that Islam informs their values, and Islam informs who we are, but there's no cookie cutter of a Muslim American male, much less a Muslim American woman, and that people come from diverse backgrounds, cultures, and that really informs, that diversity of experience. And so, I was heartened to read that there are so many different people out there with different types of backgrounds, but in the end, it really wasn't a surprise.
That's Suhail Khan, attorney and conservative activist. We also spoke with Shahed Amanullah, Senior Advisor for Technology for the State Department. The book is called All American, 45 American Men on Being Muslim. Gentlemen, thanks so much.
Thanks again.
Thank you.